Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to another episode of Siren, the Wolf of the Door. Rin learned how to drive. Ben and Xander got into a fight, and the sirens went back into the water. We have so much to cover, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I hope you guys are as obsessed with the song as I am. I'm so excited to be back, you guys. Ali was not able to join me here today, but I'm here covering it all. I have the chat pulled up, so if you guys have any questions, any comments, I will go ahead and be reading them, so send them my way. I'm your host, Carla Beltran, and I am so excited to talk about today's episode. First of all, we find out that the sirens are going to be in the land for the next 8 months, which is a lot of time. And I'm just kind of starting to question, like, how Ben and Maddie and Helen are going to be able to maintain them for 8 months on land. So we do see that they're trying to catch their own food, and they're telling them not to do that. I'm not really sure why Aileen was kind of against them catching their own food. I think it's normal, and I think that they should be okay to do that, because they do that anyway in the water. So I don't think there's a difference, unless if they're trying to blend in. But really, there's other fishers out there who also, I'm trying to pull up the chat, who also are catching fish. So there we go. I got you guys. Perfect. I can see you guys. So hi. I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of you guys here on the chat. DI Wine, ABK88, Ivan Soto. You guys, thank you so much for joining me today. We have a lot to cover, and I'm super excited. So we're about to I'm going to start with Ben. Ben is going to, I believe, is some sort of AA. And when we get there, he starts talking about a complicated relationship. And he says, like, how does he get over a relationship that's like the addiction? And in the beginning, I kind of knew right away, like, okay, he's addicted to his relationship with Rin. And we later on find out that it is. So I think that's super interesting. And it also shows that, like, he's obsessed with Rin. And I don't know how we're all feeling about the song, if it's something bad or if it's something good, because we haven't been able to figure it out. Like, we did find out in last week's episode that Dr. Decker they had found something in his brain, and that's what, like, caused him to pretty much, like, go commit suicide and basically drown himself. So Ben isn't feeling that way. He's feeling obsessed with the relationship that he has with Rin. So hopefully AA will be able to help him. I don't know what you guys think. But Ivan Soto says in the chat that Ben and addict's meeting was uncomfortable. I don't want to think about his relationship with Rin as an obsession. I totally agree with you, because I feel like they have a great relationship. I mean, he did teach Rin how to drive in this episode. And I think that that was like a way of them bonding in a different way. He has been teaching her a lot. So it's kind of like when you have a child and you're teaching it everything it has to know. And you, not necessarily that you become obsessed over it, but you do care a lot for it. And I feel like that's kind of how Ben and Maddie feel towards Rin. But it's a different feeling because she's older and she's there with them all the time. Let's move on to Lieutenant Martinez and Xander. So Lieutenant Martinez is staying. She got a job apparently at the bar, and she's going to be a bartender now. She's asking questions to Xander about his dad. So we know that she is definitely wants to get information about the sirens, because she even asked, like, oh, you know, this town is very interested into mermaids. How come? What's going on? And I have a feeling that she did mention in the text that, like, she would only hang out with Xander if he was sober. But I have a feeling that she's going to try and get him to speak the truth, because even though she's, like, asking about what happened to his dad, it was, like, very all of a sudden. She's not even, like, asking about other things. So hopefully Xander doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling that maybe Calvin might be the one to say something. I think that's more where I'm leaning towards, because Xander tried to sell the story about the sirens to a reporter, and he's trying to figure out how much money to get from it. So I think that if it were to slip out for anybody, it would probably be Calvin more than anything. And also, Xander's dad's killer is one of the six sirens that's a part of the pack that's with Rin right now. So I don't know how that's going to play. I have a feeling that he might forgive him, only because he's going to see Donna's daughter. And I have a feeling that that might be the reason why he kind of just is like, oh, you know what? Like, I did something wrong and I paid for it. And now she's like me and I should just forgive him because she's forgiven me, even though he doesn't know that Donna's daughter doesn't know that it was Xander who killed her mom. And yeah, like, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that Xander is going to be angry at him for a while, or do we think that he's going to get over it? Let me know in the chat, because I'm definitely interested to know. I'm reading your guys' chat. ABK88, you point out a great fact. They did speak about age, which I think it's kind of like interesting that they don't want to say how old Rin is, because if she's seen, I'm pretty sure she would be able to tell us how many times she's seen Wells pass by, but for some odd reason she doesn't want to say. And ABK88 says that she's probably older than Ben and Maddie, which I would believe that she is older. She just like looks really young. And okay, so Ivan Soto said that he doesn't know if this is, but they've announced that they'll be making Ben, Rin, and Maddie into a polyamorous relationship. He's not a fan of that, but I don't know. What was it?
Polyamorous.
Well,
it just means like basically that they'll date more than one person at one time.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that's kind of how it is in our age. I feel like people date multiple people at a time. Which is, I don't necessarily feel great about that, but to each their own. And let's see. Moving on. Let's talk about Maddie. Maddie is left alone with the sirens, you guys. And the siren, she's very busy showing them what fire is, which I think it's actually a little bit dangerous for them, because like, it's something new, and you wouldn't teach your kids about, like, fire if, like, they don't necessarily know exactly what it will do. But she gets distracted, and the other three sirens get out. And that causes for Donna's daughter to get attacked by a wolf. And they get to get back in the water, because since they have been out for a while, their skin is already kind of turning dry. And there's supposed to be happening a party at the bar next to the ocean where they plan on putting the mermaids in. So a lot of people get in. And I think it was really smart for the sirens to actually pull one of the girls in, because that way, like, people would get scared and get out. I didn't really think that they were going to see the mermaids. I don't think that this is kind of the show that they would do that. But I think it was kind of cute that they put that in as a plot twist to it. And Ivan Soto says that Maddie should have shot Katrina, like, oops, she misfired and Katrina died. I don't agree with that. I actually kind of enjoy the fact that Katrina is challenging Rin. I think that there is something to that, because we get to see, I feel like Rin gets to become like more of like a leader, and she learns more about her strength when she has somebody to compete with, because the thrive of her being a leader is different when you actually have competition than like when you don't, you know? So I actually like Katrina, and I like what Katrina does. I love how she leaves the pack and then she comes back and she killed a wolf. I'm not really sure if that's supposed to mean like, oh, I'm challenging you. But from the look of the preview, I think that that's what we're getting at. You guys, Rin is a good driver like I am. Ben taught her how to drive today, and we were able to all be a part of this beautiful experience. She has a fake ID, and she likes to be a fast driver, which is fun. And the next person I really want to talk about is Helen. So we, from the beginning, we knew that Helen is part mermaid. But I think Ben's mom actually doesn't believe that. Ben's dad definitely does, because she has a trust fund where she apparently has a lot of money because she asked for a big chunk. And they're asking what she's going to be using it for. And I don't know how I feel about Ben's mom taking her coffee cup. I think that's a little bit too, like, untrustworthy, especially like if the Powell family are the ones who damaged her and her family, then why would you question it, you know? I don't know what you guys think about that, but we've always known that Ben's family has something to do with sirens, and there's a reason why they've been paying Helen to stay quiet, because if you really think about it, like, there's a mermaid shop, but nobody really shops in there, so Helen has to be definitely getting money from somewhere else, and where I'm thinking is that it's coming from Ben's dad and from the family. So I'm actually really eager to see kind of where that storyline is going to fall, because I feel like we're still kind of in the fog from that. We don't really know why Helen is getting all this money. We've kind of come up with a couple predictions here and there that it was his grandparents who killed his mom, or she is like the bloodline from like a human and a siren kid. So I'm kind of like curious to see how this will play out eventually. And, yeah. Do I have any comments? Let's see. Oh, yes. I did see how, the merman was with Helen and he bowed to her. ABK88, I actually think that is flirting, and I like that. I like that. I feel like Helen has been by herself for a very long time, and I like that we're introducing this new relationship with a merman. So I'm excited to see kind of where this relationship is going to lead, because I think it'll be really cute if we're able to get like a romance out of it, especially for Helen, since she is, I believe she is half human and half siren, so... Yes. And what do you guys think? So if I were Ben, I probably would not have told Xander that the merman who killed his father is on land, because Xander hasn't fully recuperated from what happened, and it takes a long time to recuperate from any passing in general. So if I would have been Ben, I probably wouldn't have mentioned it, because it's not like you're going to bring Xander around. So I really thought that it was very unnecessary for Ben to be like, hey, you know what, like, your dad's killer is actually here, like, you want to come see him, like, say hi, what's up? And that's not like, you don't want to go say hi, what's up to the person who took you everything from you. So, and that's one thing that I really didn't like, but I'm interested to see where they're heading with it. I hope that this is something where they're going to make Xander grow, and it's not like he's going to stay there for like a while, like, okay, like, this person, like, I need to get rid of him. I think that Xander will finally either make amends with sirens, or something is going to happen. Maybe Lieutenant Martinez. I feel like I'm starting to get into predictions right now. But before I get into predictions, if I missed anybody, you guys, let me know. But meanwhile, we find out that the sirens are going to be here for 8 months. 8 months is a very long time. So how are we going to really keep the mermaids where they're supposed to be? We find out through Rin that sirens are territorial, so they're not allowed to go into the territory of other sirens because they'll probably get attacked. So right now, they're going to have this like territory on land, so I have a feeling that they'll be very territorial about that, even though it's not necessarily their land. So I'm interested and eager to see like how they're all going to learn, like what's going to happen. I feel like we still don't really know what's the end goal for like the season. Maybe it's like, how do they survive with 8 months of them here and with Xander? But I'm kind of interested to see, like, what's the main... I feel like we haven't actually gotten the main juice of, like, what we're heading towards for the season, which is kind of exciting because I feel like last season I was like, oh my gosh, like, this, and that. So I'm kind of enjoying a little bit being in the dark. But yes, let's start with our special segment. So we had a special segment that Allie pulled up. There are 9 mermaid legends from around the world. We read one last week, and she gave you guys the website that it's on. It's on mentalfloss.com, and there's, like, if you search it up, I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to find it. So I'll go ahead and read the second one, which is super interesting. It's actually from Scotland and Orkney Island, and the name of the siren is called Sulky. I actually love the fact that I'm getting to read this one because I studied abroad in Scotland, and when I went to Loch Lomond, I made a joke that I was like, oh, I'm out here looking for Nessie, but really I was in the wrong lake. So yeah, basically. And now I'm here in Scotland looking for sirens. So apparently, according to this article, sulkies are gentle creatures who live their lives as seals while in the water and shed their skin to become human on land. But they're frequently equated with mermaids because in Gaelic stories, they're associated with Maid Damara or Maid of the Sea. Sulky legends usually end in tragedy. The folk tales almost inevitably feature a silky seal skin getting stolen and the silky getting married and having children with a human, only to later find its old seal skin and get called back to the sea. Aww. Well, that's interesting.
This is Brianna in the booth. Sorry. There's a great film called The Tale of Rowan Inish that deals exactly with that, and it's a lot of fun to watch. I'm Irish, so I grew up with those tales and everything too. So,
what's the name of the film again?
The Tale of Rowan Inish.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. See, I'm a huge mermaid fan and mermaid believer. You guys have known this from the beginning. I think that now we have cell phones and we're able to see things that happen around the world within seconds. But for a rumor of a creature to exist, to go around the world, like, would take a lot of time and the way that people describe them. So I feel like I love all these tales. I think they're so interesting and just kind of how, like, people tell them. So, yeah, you guys can go ahead and find that article on Mental Floss. So now let's start and get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so if you guys have predictions, send them to me via the chat. I will go ahead and read them. Meanwhile, my predictions. One of my predictions is I don't think that Ben is going to get better with Ren's relationship. I think that if anything, they're going to develop a relationship that's going to be healthy. But I don't think that he'll get over being addicted to the relationship, which means I personally think, like, if Ben's family was kind of, they say that things in your family can repeat. So if Ben's family, one of Ben's family members had something to do with a siren, I feel that it's totally normal for Ben to be interested in being with Rin. And I'm not opposed to it. And I feel like it would be very interesting to kind of see their relationship develop and how, like, it goes. Because I feel like, I don't know if he's necessarily obsessed with Rin because of Rin and who she is, or the idea of her and the thought of her and everything that, like, he's, like, basically teaching her how to be herself, like, on land. My next prediction is I think that Xander – well, actually, no, it's not going to be Xander. It's going to be Calvin. I think Calvin is going to be the one to tell Lieutenant Martinez what happened. And I think that she kind of knows, and she's going to be like, oh, hey, you know what happened? And I have a feeling that Calvin's actually going to be the one that's going to show her the video, because I think he's the only person that has a video that shows basically what happened. Maddie and her mom, I have a feeling that her mom is here to stay, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if her mom somehow left like tonight and we don't see her for the rest of the season, just because like I don't really know what the mom is adding to the relationship right now, so I don't know that I see her sticking around. As far as Helen, I have a feeling that Ben's mom is going to pull a trick of some sort with her, but it's not going to go well, only because all the other sirens are going to be there to back her up. And Rin, we do see in the previews that Rin and Katrina get into a fight. And obviously, you guys, we already know this. This is not that it's not a prediction, but we definitely know that Rin has to win. She needs to be the leader. I mean, we can't get rid of the main star of the show, so we know that for a fact. Rin will definitely be waiting the fight for leadership next week with Katrina. So let's go ahead and read some of your guys' predictions. Mina Ruth 2093 says, I have a feeling that Xander and Donna's daughter are going to develop a relationship. I actually said the same thing last week. I think they're totally going to develop a relationship. And I think that's why he's going to kind of be distracted from getting revenge for his father's death, because he's going to coincide with Donna's daughter. So I love your prediction, Mina. And the next one is ABK88, something is happening with Maddie and Rin, which is interesting considering Maddie doesn't have the songs in her head. Okay, so you guys can let me know in the chat or in the comments below. I think that we found out last week that I think the siren song, only female sirens sing it, and I think that only males can be attracted to it. But don't quote me on that, because I could totally be wrong. She might have the song stuck in her head, because we do know that when she sang it to her, she did feel something, but not as strong as Ben did. So I don't really know the meaning behind that. But it could also be just that that Maddie doesn't feel the same way about Rin than the way that Ben really does. Because that's what Ben says. Ben says during the show, like, what if it's not the song? Like, what if it's like, I'm really interested in you? And I have a feeling that, like, yes, a part of it is the song, because the song does do something to him. But I also believe that he's really interested in Rin. And I think that's, like, oh, completely okay. And I think, do I have any more? Perhaps there's another way siren's gonna attract people. I mean, sirens are beautiful, so I feel like we would all be attracted to sirens. Well, you guys, if that's all of the predictions for this week, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that today was a short show, but we don't want to be gone and not tell you guys anything about this episode. It was so much fun covering it. I am your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran, or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And I did get a puppy, you guys. His name is Paco. And Paco, you can see him in my stories. So, yeah, stay tuned. I'll see you guys next week. Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.